time for
Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I want to tell you my secret.
Everyone has a secret.
Secrets.
So what is that super embarrassing fear you've got? I'm terrified that I'm going to see my father in public somewhere. Ignoring the rules. Yeah, could get sick. That my camera on my phone is going to turn on by itself or get hacked. Yeah, that's definitely a concern, right?
Yeah. Think of all the people who bring their phone into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, you set it down on the counter and you're like, okay, whoops.
I think I'm alone now.
No, you're not. Just kidding. My fear? Birds. Especially chickens.
Oh. All the feathers.
Well, they can fly at your face. Any bird that is not afraid to fly at your face freaks me out, too. I do not like that. Pigeons? Oh. They are the creepiest little buggers. Get away from me.
You're always afraid they're just going to drop a little poo on you.
God. Especially, you know, if you're out on a beach somewhere, I always just kick sand. Just get. Get away.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you're getting way too close for comfort. Get, you stupid, ugly things. Go.
Do you think they're thinking the same thing about us?
Get off my beach.
God, sir, get away from me.
Yeah, well, you can fly. I can't. So fly away. I'm terrified of elevators, and I work on the 30th floor.
Ooh.
Oh, so working from home is awesome. I used to work with a guy who refused to ride in an elevator. He was so terrified of elevators. He couldn't do it. And so we had to go on a trip once, and we were at a hotel, and I think our rooms were like on the 8th or 9th floor. And he was like, please, I need a room on the lowest floor you've got. And they said, well, okay, 8th floor. He had to take the stairs up and down. And this is in Miami in the summertime.
Oh, just dripping with sweat.
He was sweating. I'm like, dude, just come on. It'll be fine. He's like, no, I can't do it. I cannot go in an elevator.
Great workout, though.
Yeah. He was in good shape.
I bet.
I'm a male, and I like the man thong like Dez's husband, Taylor.
Oh, my God.
This is their text. I'm reading the text.
Mm-hmm.
My greatest fear is a coworker seeing my whale tail. Am I right, Taylor?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what
I
they
don't know
to
why
say.
You're getting so upset about it. Clearly, he is confident in himself.
He's already sent a text of just giving you guys all the bird.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well,
he likes animals, birds, and whale tails.
Your bird is the one showing there, Taylor. I fear holes. I can't even look at a beehive. It totally repulses me.
Oh.
The little tiny honeycomb, little holes for the honey, that's the hole bothers you.
Weird.
That is a weird one. I'm afraid that when someone pushes my belly button in, it will rip and my insides will come spilling out. Now, that would be an amazing trick.
Just boop, 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 boosh.
Just pours out on the table. Can you imagine?
Well, that's where my daughter and my nephew both think babies come from.
Well, you did too for a long time.
Until you had Dusty.
So it's in the family, Dez. Butterflies. I am petrified of butterflies. I see them, I turn around, and I walk the other way. The whole buggy eyes with flappy wings. Not for me.
Oh, they're so pretty.
But again, I think it's the fear of them flying into your face. I could be wrong, but that's what would bother me about them. That whole thing at the state fair where you can go into that butterfly exhibit.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, and you'll see the rogue butterfly get out. Like, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm free.
I'm afraid of being murdered while taking a shower when I'm home alone.
Me too.
Dez?
I totally am.
What is with that? Why do you think you're going to get murdered all the time?
Well, in the shower, it happens all the time in scary movies.
Yeah.
They're like, just, I'm minding my own business. Normally music is on. You're scrubbing your hair. You're like, la, la, blah. That's what happens.
Docks. I'm afraid that I'm going to fall into the water. I can't walk out onto a dock.
Oh, my gosh.
What about a lovely concrete pier? How do you feel about those?
You can still fall in, so I'm sure they probably don't like them.
But more sturdy.
Yeah. Bugs, any and all. My wife had to take care of all the bugs in our house. Can't do it.
Oh, I hate them.
My fear is going barefoot in public.
Ew.
Well, that's a healthy fear, and I fully support that. Thank you.
Yuck.
And the people who walk around on airplanes barefoot.
Oh, and they go into the bathroom?
I wish they could catch that fear. The dark. As a 38-year-old male, I still have a nightlight. Wow. Nothing wrong with that. I can't dangle my feet from the bed. Obviously, the monster under the bed is going to grab them. And yes, I'm 33 years old, and I'm still afraid.
That is one of my biggest fears.
My most embarrassing fear is letting her rip in front of someone. They can be nasty and smell so bad. I would be so embarrassed.
Oh.
I'm afraid that I'll be the cheater in my marriage someday. I don't have the greatest track record with past boyfriends. I'm afraid of leeches. They freak me out. Gross. I'm afraid of what life is going to look like post-COVID. And I love to sleep naked, but I have this fear of dying in my sleep and my family finding my naked body. So, you know, I think that's a dream come true. What a great scenario. Because now you're neatly placed in bed. You're under your covers. So if you crap the bed, no one will know.
That is true.
Until they lift the covers.
Well, that's fine. But the coroner will do that. What if you die? What if you die in your toilet?
Oh, no. Oh.
My grandma had a friend where she sat on the can and knocked off right there and died.
Oh, boy, what did she eat?
Isn't that how Elvis went?
Yeah.
Elvis died on the toilet, too?
On the toity. Mm-hmm.
Oh, see? I'm telling you, it's no good.
No.
Yeah.
No, please, Lord, any other way.
And that's why dying in bed's much better.
It is, until you walk in and you're like, no, they didn't see me have that accident, but they walked into it. Ah. Oh.